We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Pottawatomie County Schools, the featured segment here. We've got USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan joining us here. Of course, they have their school board meeting on Monday, the 16th. And normally it would be the second Monday, but with spring break, they pushed it back a week. And one of the discussion points on there on Monday is going to be talking about expansion of the preschool model there.
That's correct. For many years, Rock Creek has had three-year-old and four-year-old special education preschool, and then they would have a handful of model students, regular ed students who would attend that preschool also. And that's a very limited number of opportunities within our district for preschool. And the Kansas State Board of Education, one of their board goals is to ensure kindergarten readiness. So at USD 323, we're looking to see how we could address the kindergarten readiness. We've been doing that through our Parents as Teachers program. And Danielle Heidemann, who's our director of that, has this year been having monthly meetings on making sure that all parents and the young children are kindergarten ready through some activities that she's doing at Rock Creek Junior High School on a monthly basis. But we're exploring the concept of a universal preschool in which we would have both our special education students, our at-risk students, and our regular ed students all have the same preschool opportunity. We would look at that in a morning session and an afternoon session daily at both our Westmoreland Elementary School and at our St. George Elementary School. Something that we feel like we need to do if we can afford to do it. I think we've got it set up where we will be able to, as long as we have some help. There would be a fee for our regular ed students to attend, but we're definitely trying to get that worked out. We're going to have our first presentation to the board on it, formal presentation this coming Monday night. There's things that we have to work out, such as transportation. We may have to alter a little bit of what we normally do for our school-age transportation because it will be different with our preschool-age transportation as far as dropping off, picking up, and locations to do that. A lot of our parents do not work in either Westmoreland or in St. George. They're working in Waumego, they're working in Topeka, they're working in Manhattan. So we know we are going to have some transportation challenges, but we're definitely trying to work through those. And we're thinking we can accommodate somewhere upwards of 90 students by having morning and afternoon sessions, two sections in St. George, one section in Westmoreland, and really looking forward to providing this to our families if we can.
Well, it sounds like that'd probably meet a need. I know that just having a young one myself, the need for childcare is very expensive endeavor, and it's hard to find.
It is, and that's we actually a couple months ago brought in a lot of our child care providers, invited all of our child care providers from the area to come in because we would be looking at a half a day preschool, so there would still need a half a day somewhere else, and we would really like to work to partner with them. They only have so many slots that they're afforded. And it becomes a challenge on a day when we might not have school and they might have, some of their slots go to morning preschool, some of their slots go to afternoon preschool. But if there's not school on a given day, well, then they're over their limit. So there's some things to be worked out that way. We want to try to partner with them. We don't want it to be an economic hardship on any of our child care providers in that we're not looking to take any of their income away. We're strictly wanting to prepare our preschoolers for when they enter our doors as kindergartners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so important because from what I've heard in the past, any education you can get in those first couple of years can really set a child off.
It does. It's the amount of vocabulary that they hear. It's the structure of this is how school operates. It's a lot of the knowing how to interact with peers of like ages, of like abilities, and of different abilities. So really looking forward to this opportunity.
I can vouch for the vocabulary aspect. My oldest daughter was in preschool, I think, for a couple of years and just did wonders for her. She had a little bit of a speech impediment to begin with, but you don't hear it anymore. So, yeah, I'm all aboard on preschool as an advocate there. Some other items here of note. Here you have spring activities coming up.
We do have baseball, softball, and track seasons all started a week ago Monday. Been limited participation because of sub-state basketball, taking several of those athletes. And then obviously Monday this week was kind of a washout with the rain that we'd had. But they are getting those activities rolling. I do know this weekend both our high school baseball team and our high school softball team are doing their kids' camps. If I saw the tweets correctly, they are moving those camps inside due to weather not looking real good this weekend, as we heard earlier in the weather that might actually have some snow flurries on Saturday. So those will be moved inside, but they are planning to continue those. And then our trap shooting team, they kick things off at the end of this month also. So a lot of the different activities going on this spring. We have music concerts that will be starting back next week. We had a postponed junior high vocal and band concert that was scheduled during a home sub-state basketball game that had to be pushed back, and it will be, I believe, Wednesday when we come back. And then we have that next week some elementary concerts, and then also start with the junior, senior high parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, wow. It's just a wonder we're already getting closer to the end of the year. And it's interesting to me, with the spring activities, you get the mixed bag of weather, kind of like in the fall. It's just done in reverse here. You start with, you know, you don't know what you're going to get in March, but then by the time May rolls around, it might be 90 out there.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. You know, I've got my paper calendar in here with me today, but that's one of those things we will tell our patrons. Don't plan on that paper always being right. Things change and change often, it seems like, in the spring. Baseball, softball, track all have to have dry surfaces, so it may have stopped raining somewhere, but to have the footing that they need to be able to perform and perform safely, sometimes you have to let fields and the surfaces dry out. So there's a lot of moving pieces between now and the end of May for sure.
Well, as far as the baseball team is concerned, I know that we're working on a new baseball stadium there in Westmoreland.
Well, it's actually out on the Rock Creek campus.
Okay.
There's an outside group called the Rock Creek Diamond Club. It's a group that's gotten together and have taken donations and continue to take donations, and they are putting in a full artificial turf field on our campus. When it's complete, they will turn it over to us. The school will have the maintenance end of it at that point, but really looking forward to seeing our kids compete out on our campus side by side with our softball girls. It'd be nice for our patrons to be able to watch two games at once. For many years now, softball has been played on the Rock Creek campus and baseball has been played up in Westmoreland. So just a new and exciting venture for baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great news. What about, and we talked about this before as well, the endowed fund. How's that coming about?
It's going very, very well. Obviously, the markets, I don't think, have helped our fund real well over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, as all things, that always comes back. But the endowment is moving forward. We are giving out our first awards this summer. Actually, applications went out this past Friday to teachers to fill out a grant application for up to $5,000 for an experience for their kids, for their education, equipment, anything that falls into novel educational experiences for our schools. And that will be awarded at the end of June so that purchases can be made in early July. And the teachers will have a chance, if it's an equipment purchase, to get familiar with the equipment before the kids come in. If it's an experience, to make sure that all the logistics are figured out on how to get the students from point A to point B. But really excited about that. We look to continue to grow that endowment, and we have another endowment fundraiser, our second one, scheduled for October 17th. It will be at the Flush Church Hall once again. The theme this year is dueling pianos. So we have a pair of dueling pianos coming out from Kansas City. We will have some auction items once again, probably silent and live auction items. We'll have some sort of a meal. We've developed from a sit-down meal to maybe heavy hors d'oeuvres. We don't have everything planned out for that yet, but looking forward to that on October 17th. So if you came out last year or you're interested this year, mark your calendar and be looking for more information on that.
All right. It's great that you guys have that fun there. It's going to be so beneficial, I think, to a lot of the teachers.
It really is, and it's something that we hope to grow each year, continue to yearly give out awards to show that it is being used and it's being used in the right way.
And then lastly here, I know you had something else you wanted to pass along.
I do. I just want to send out condolences and prayers to Hannah Fouts' family. Hannah was a 2019 graduate of Rock Creek and unfortunately passed away this past week from some medical complications. I'm not sure everything that went on there. But anyway, just best wishes and prayers for Hannah's family as they move through this. I do know the visitation is over in Wamego Friday evening from 6 to 8, and then the funeral is Saturday morning there at Trinity Baptist in Wamego. So just prayers for Hannah's family.
Yeah, we'll definitely lift her up here in our prayers. Kevin, anything else before we let you go?
I think we've covered about everything we have down here. I appreciate the time, Brandon.
All right, appreciate it as well. We'll talk to you again next month. Kevin Logan, again, is the superintendent at USD 323 Rock Creek Schools and joins us every month here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll continue after this on News Radio KMAN.